Welcome to our special edition of Talk Shop this morning. Rex was able to make his way in after being called away last minute during the show that you might have heard live earlier. Nice to see you again, bud.
It's been a while. It's been a while.
Yeah. Now we'll make you a celebrity again instead of a moving target.
Yeah, there you go. I'll still be a moving target, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're still not getting get away from it, though.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, okay. Then we got to have some semblance of normalcy around here. Or why do we say that? Okay, ovation. Where do we get the word ovation as in the name used for triumphant acclaim?
First thing comes to mind, I'm probably not going to mention, so I'll defer to you on that.
From the Romans. But the Roman ovation was only a second-class celebration for a lesser triumph, a battle won without bloodshed or victory over slaves. The honored citizen did not appear in a chariot, but only on horse or on footback.
Is it chariot or chariot?
Chariot. Fine.
All right. Swing low,
yeah,
hey, sweet.
Chariot. Oh, so what's the latest with the information that you know? Is it kind of Humboldt County reflected of what's going on throughout the country, or are we kind of a little different?
You know, and this, you know, here we are Wednesday, and I was talking with the state on Monday night, and they were talking about, we were talking about how things were going. He says, you know, Humboldt always seems to manage on their own. We've always said that, and it made me proud that we can do that, but I also said, hey, we also need help every once in a while. You know, as you've heard, Mendocino is getting ready to implement a shutter in place. Sonoma County has done a shutter in place and put the parameters out there pretty steady. And theirs was actually going to be enforceable. I don't know how they're going to do that, but the sheriff and police chief said it is enforceable, but we are going to use it as an education source. I talked to our local health. I says, are we planning and are we planning for it? It is in our plan. Is it going to be implemented anytime soon? It could very well be, but there is nothing in stone yet. We haven't figured it out. But it's not to inconvenience people. It's not to make your life any difficult. It's hopefully to get through this time with as little inconvenience as possible and long-term repercussions.
The shutter in place doesn't mean you can't leave your house, though.
No, it means you can go take a walk, you can go outside, you just can't be within a group of people, you can go shopping. There's a whole guidelines of social distancing. I think this is, I heard it best yesterday, there are a lot of people that look at this as just being too much hogwash and nothing that has to be directed for. I hope you're right, but we can't act that way. We have to act like it's the most serious thing, and it may very well be the most serious thing we have faced in quite a while. And so we are asking people to follow the guidelines. I noticed this morning Stanford, with all their resources, opened their drive-through test area today. Now, that doesn't mean everybody's going to line up like a free flu shot. That means if you have a doctor's order, a primary care physician, or your care has given you an order to get tested because you have underlying health issues, you can go in your car, you meet with a doctor in this drive-through area, he takes the test, and then you will be notified, and you are supposed to go back and self-quarantine. So whether I know the big thing is we have no cases in Humboldt as of yet. That's
nothing active. Yeah.
But that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But we've only done 30 to 40 tests. I mean, our testing levels are fairly low. With that being said, the incubation period and the remedy that they're going to tell you, whether you have it or not, whether you have flu symptoms or you have COVID-19, is to go home and quarantine for 14 days. So it's the same exact thing. So if you have the symptoms and you have no underlying health issues, then go ahead and go home and self-quarantine. If you have issues, call your primary care physician, the hospital, or whatever, if there's difficulties with breathing and things like that.
Yeah, I suspect that one of the things out of this is we're really not going to know how many people. Yeah, if you had a cold last week.
Yeah.
And it was this, okay, you're now over it. Now, maybe it leaves traces. Tough to tell. But I think you're right, you know, what you heard from the Capitol. Yeah, we're used to this stuff. Floods, earthquakes, windstorms. I mean, we're kind of used to anticipating things. It's curious for me, and I think Shapiro is the one who pointed this out, that by nature, we want to cluster and gather for safety and security.
And
now we're being told, you know, go against your genetic code.
It's
what we do culturally and be comfortable with not being in a crowd. You're going to be safer not being in a crowd, which is different than what we normally do.
That is societal. Whether it is a sad occasion or a glad occasion, funeral or a wedding,
we gather. Yeah.
We share our miseries, our grief. We share our triumphs and our joys, and this is a serious thing. And I'm the worst skeptic as anybody. 3 weeks ago, I'm going, we'll be fine. Now,
and we may be,
you know, and we may very well be, but this is serious stuff. And I think,
is it serious because it's different? Is it serious because the numbers escalated so quickly once China started really saying what was going on and it felt like a tidal wave? I know a number of different folks are looking at the overall impacts of other viruses, other flus that we've had, and this doesn't rank there.
Well,
yet.
But I'll tell you what,
part.
Every other one of these viruses that have happened, Spanish flu, all these other ones started just like this. They hit 100 before they hit 1,000.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know what the, you know, I thought it was interesting. St. Joe's is doing a great job stepping up. I talked to Roberta last night, and they're ramping up. They've got the tent set up to isolate somebody that thinks they have it. And they're working with our DHHS, all our health partners are. But it amazed me. St. Joe's is celebrating their 100th anniversary. The Sisters of Orange came up here to start a school, and the Spanish flu hit, and they were asked if they could help with the medical, and so they bought a shuttered hospital, and ramped it up, and that's what came of the Sisters of Orange, and that went into St. Joe's 100 years ago. And I'm going, okay, here we are, and there's a bright spot that comes out of what happened in 1919 or 1920.
Well,
so.
And we heard, you know, just another brief that the Catholic churches we're not having Mass. A number of the other churches in the area are also opting not to. So
I heard they're having it online, though, because I talked to somebody that went online church, and sat there and said, I went to online church. It was kind of nice, but it was 20 minutes longer. Yeah. And in this time and age, maybe we need 20 minutes longer. But I think I appreciate and was proud when the person in Sacramento said Humboldt's always been able to go on their own. But I also says, don't forget us, because we don't think, oh, well, Humboldt's fine.
Right.
We're resilient, but we're not fine. We need the help from the state and federal government.
Like everybody else. And I guess that is part of this, as we move into or move through, probably is a better reference, move through this, there's lots of talk about federal and state and this and that. Okay, but what triggers in my mind is the guy or the gal that's got a PG&E payment that's coming due. Okay, and they don't, you know, they don't have the income. What do they do? Or water bills, or some of these fixed cost rent, a bank payment.
Yeah.
Things of that nature, that if their income stream is disrupted, okay, $1,000, if the Romney plan is what is triggered or something similar to that, great. But if that's only a percentage of what your income normally is, and it's a one-time hit, not an every paycheck hit or support.
This is if you're in a position to help a neighbor, help a neighbor. If this is a
that's
position,
kind of what we're saying
this
too.
Is yeah. If you're in a position to help someone, help. But also understand, and I said this: start going through, keep meticulous. Right, small business people, keep your records. Keep what your gross sales were, you know, a year ago, what your gross sales are today, what you're losing every day. Keep track. Take pictures of all the inventory you've lost. If you've got inventory you're going to lose. Keep meticulous records because, for one reason, there's going to be advantages on your taxes. There's going to be business loss on your taxes that you're going to have to document. And I'm not so sure. I know the SBDC is coming out with 2.75 loans and stuff
SBA's
like that.
Got a couple
there's a whole bunch of stuff coming out. Fully understand, if you're out of business, a loan does you nothing.
Right.
So I think, but these are going to be able to turn over in 2 to 3 weeks. There's a lot of things out there, but you're going to have accurate documentation, or you're going to have to at least prove it later on. And I think if you have accurate information now, and obviously you have time to start cataloging everything you're losing, what you're doing, you're not going to get reimbursed for gross sales, but there may be some relief for net sales because there is $1 trillion being put into the budget on the federal level before it's all over, I believe, because we're actually talking across the aisles and, you know, putting down the D and the R and all the other things and saying, maybe this is a time we do what's best for the citizens rather than what's best for our reelection.
Or and maybe we get rid of sanctuary, this and that,
you know,
too.
There's so many different things we need to do. Don't try to hide a bill inside a bill. Do what's best for us and not what's best for you personally.
Are you sensing that's happening in Sacramento?
I do.
That's probably as strident. Versus them,
and obviously our representatives are Democratic, but I've been talking to the guys over in Butte, Tehama, and there is talk between all of them to do what's best, and that's the advantage. RCRC, we have both, so
that's we can hope for.
You know, and so, and then CSAC is doing a great job. On the big level, RCRC is doing it on the 37 rural counties, and we're letting people know that, you know, always understand LA County is 25% of the state,
and they'll probably get 25% of the impact of this thing.
You know, and they're going to get the impact. So I don't defend, but don't focus on that. Focus on the rest of the state, because at the end of the day, we're all in this together, and I truly believe it. I've had people call me that I normally don't talk to. And they're asking, and we don't have great conversations, let's say. And they're reaching out and says, hey, Rex, what can we do? Because they know that they have a segment, I've got a segment, and together we can get things done. And I think that's a simple process.
You're listening to a special edition of Talk Shop this morning. Rex, one of the concerns is the length of this also. Jim Bohannon had a couple fellows on. And in the middle of it, there was an update, and they said could be the middle of July. That's a whole lot different than, sometime before Easter. Obviously, we don't know. What are you hearing?
State Health actually had a date of sometime in April when this first started. And now they went to mid-May to mid-June. And I think that's the guideline that's pressing no schools out. Till August, September. I mean, I think the unknown for a parent that, okay, I've got to have the same daycare. You got to understand, this is summer vacation starting in March. So what were you going to do for summer vacation? Well, I had my aunt, I had this, the neighbors were going to pull in, and we were all going to keep an eye. We have to start doing for kids. Because, I mean, daycare is a big part of it. Elderly parents. I mean, I don't have my parents, but a lot of you were just talking. You had corned beef and cabbage with yours last night. Yeah. They hit all the buttons. They have health issues. They're older. You know, they're pretty good shape, but they have health issues. But do you want that guy walking up to the door that has symptoms, knowing that this is just enough to put, you know, that's where we're at. Even though you feel healthy, you've got some of the symptoms, but I'm okay. It's great you're okay. It's that elderly person you come in contact with.
Don't be a carrier.
You know, that you're never going to know that you affected. And
what about these census takers? I mean, that was something that was targeted to start earlier this week. And
I have heard, and I asked Connie Stewart. There's been nothing definitive, but I heard they may put it off. For one reason, they some people have shuttered in place in places that aren't necessarily here.
Right.
And so because of the accuracy and what needs to be done, I heard that they were talking about postponing. Now, that's just what I heard.
You can still do it online.
On a state level. You can still do it online and everything, but the follow-up and everything else. I don't know because, I mean, obviously, if one comes in contact with somebody, then they, you know, it's, we don't know exactly. I mean, this morning it came out on the news that this can act, you heard 15, 20 minutes or whatever. I heard 4 hours on the proper surface. And I'm going, geez, I was going down the stairs the other day and I put my hand on the handrail and then I put my hand in my face and I'm going, I'm freaking out now. Gotta find me some sanitizer quick. I mean, it's just, but that's our nature. It's hard for us not to hug and shake hands. I thought it was a great picture that the president met one of the leaders, and they went to shake hands, realized they couldn't do that. It was as awkward as a moment as I've ever seen because they didn't know what the obligatory photo op of shaking hands. So finally, they awkwardly touched elbows, which made it look even
goofier.
Yeah. Yeah.
I suspect a lot of it is resetting ourselves. Whatever our routines are, resetting, and then it kind of starts to normalize again. Different, but it normalizes. And that's the sense that I have got, is that it's, you know, if you go to pick a grocery store or department store, you stay out of certain areas and everything looks normal.
Yeah.
And people are acting normal there. And there's not been a rush on Baby Ruth bars. Okay, you know, so there are things that are normal if we kind of focus on those areas and don't get caught up in the frenzy.
Well, and I think, as simple as it may sound, why don't you act like you have an impaired health system? I mean, basically, what if you have an impaired health system?
Now we're going to run on chicken noodle soup,
what,
baby.
What happens to you if you catch it, if you have, you know, because just because you're healthy, you're not, you know, immune. So maybe we should all act a little bit like that, and maybe that mindset would allow all of us to be a little more careful.
Or because, an off day. You know, if you happen to be home or the kids are at home, spend time with family. You know,
break
out the board games.
We
talk to your kids, go for a walk.
We upfronted 80 hours worth of sick leave. If you think you're sick, if you know, no questions asked, we're trying to be as helpful as we can to our employees, our valued employees. We have a lot of, I mean, I don't think we take into consideration our frontline employees of at DHHS and more so at the hospitals and our public health areas and stuff like that, our first responders and everything else. They're in front of it every day. Now they've just got another wrench thrown into it, you know, because they deal with people that do have chronic health issues.
Right.
Drug issues, do not necessarily take care of themselves, or sick people on the hospital side, and they're out there doing it every day. So this is, I think it's time to throw, you know, a thank you to everybody out on the front lines that don't have the option from working from home. I mean, I saw a report yesterday that they were going to ask the criminals because of this coronavirus, COVID-19, to please stop their criminal activities. So
But, you know, if it works. You know,
there you go.
Yeah. How often should we be anticipating updates from the county?
We have Humboldt Health Alert, which is an online DHHS package, which has been online for a while, but it is ramping up. There's an interview from Monday with our public health doctor, Dr. Frankovich, which I want to applaud her and her delivery throughout this. She started in January. And here we'll just give you a major health alert. How do you like it so far? So she has stepped up the plate. But on this, she's got a interview on Humboldt Health Alert from, and it's a frequently asked question. And it's very informative because these same questions we're talking, she's hitting all.
So that's the basics. But as far, I mean, this seems so fluid right now.
Oh, no, we're changing on a daily basis. I would imagine if I look it up right now, we've probably already got up days. We're focused in with the CDC, putting all their updates. There's the social distancing. There's a whole line on social distancing. They are trying to answer every question and give every update. It's on there how many people we've tested locally, and I think it's 34. And we had the one positive case. They self quarantined an extra week just to be safe.
Cleared through.
And they're cleared. And we had one and their partner was. They didn't test positive, didn't test negative, so they self-quarantined and they're all good. But since then, we've done 29 tests and they've all been negative. It's only 29 people, but fully aware. But all 29 were negative. Now, if we tested 29 and 4 were positive?
Different dynamics.
So, I mean, it's just, but we're not testing everybody. So we can't say the numbers are great. I had somebody say, those aren't great numbers. Well, in context, they are. For what we have, they're right. Great. But on the overall, no. But right now,
they are at this point.
Yeah, and we've got the availability. I think she said we've got the availability to do 20 tests a day right now. Stanford this morning, that huge health complex, they are able to start ramping up. And then I heard on the news last night that there's actually a test coming through. They hopefully in the next 2-3 weeks that will be less than a day for results. So
it'll be interesting to see how this thing all plays out. Hopefully, you'll be able to. Reset your watch.
There we go. Yeah. But, I mean, and our public health lab, the one that did the sarin, or was it up the Pelican Bay prison?
Right.
Our public health lab is doing tests. We're able to do them. Not very fast, not very quick. We've ordered some new equipment in so they can upgrade. But they are working around the clock making sure that they can test because it's so important for people with underlying health issues that we know and can put them in a place so they're comfortable and they get through it quick.
Well, that's one thing that we've got here also is the community has aged. We've got a little bit more concentration than we've had in the past because, you know, we are becoming a retirement destination.
Well, we have Supervisor Wilson, who may have had contact with somebody, so he's self-quarantined. Supervisor Madrone announced yesterday because of his age and some underlying health conditions that he has, albeit minor, but he is going to self-quarantine at his house because they are asking people 65 and older to self-quarantine. No questions asked. And I mean, I'm right on the edge
dangerously
of that. I'm there.
Yeah, okay.
I'm 65 years old, but they'd have mental health issues if I got locked into my house right now. But I can tell you right now, if I get any symptoms, I'm not going to hesitate because I'm not going to do that to somebody else. So
right. So we'll get updates. Thanks for coming by. I appreciate it.
Yep. Holler anytime. Humboldt Health Alert. We are on the DHHS. They've been very receptive to ramping that up.
And we've got that on our websites also.
Yep. And they're gonna tie into other health areas. So it's
good.
Doug,
hang in there. Talk to you in a bit.
Thanks, Humboldt.